watch out for their young people, particularly at times like this, and to make sure they are somewhere safe and nowhere near this type of activity.
As well as making that appeal today, you're liaising with people who have been affected by the flooding in and around the Craigavon area. That's another big setback for businesses.
I'm actually out with Minister Mark Durkin out in Mahry, and we'll be visiting Kinnego and some of the strawberry farmers later on who are still waiting to hear what exactly the executive is going to do. 6 weeks after Mark Durkin asked for the flooding fund that came from Cameron to be extended for businesses and community halls, these people still don't know how to go about it, how much money they will get, whilst England, Scotland, Wales and the Republic of Ireland have all provided immediate assistance by way of funding. On this occasion, I understand, unlike the last floods that were in East Belfast, there's a business case being demanded by the Finance Minister, which didn't happen before. And I would, it's long past the time. People are very, very angry that they get on with the job and get some help out, some pragmatic help to the people here on the ground.
And the people on the ground, as you say there, do they still have the evidence of the aftermath of the floods?
Oh yes, very much so. I mean, it was only last Thursday that you could actually come into, from last Thursday, come into this car park at Mahry Hall. I'm just hearing, you know, there's a 25,000 access in all GAA halls. So none of the club here is going to have to raise funds to replace the football kits, for example, which cost over £2,000. This hall, of course, is not just used for football. It's used for social events for older people and for children and mothers and toddlers. So these are very much at the heart of local communities, and they're all volunteers. And these people are in despair that 6 weeks on from the money even came across from England, the executive here in Northern Ireland won't listen, won't work with Mark H. Durkin to get the money out to those in need, to give them a lift, to give them a morale boost and say, look, you're valued, what you do is valued, and this executive is here to help you.
But that sports facility, is that a bigger problem than elsewhere in the area? Is the assistance going towards the businesses out there?
No, the next stop is going out to the businessmen at Kinnego, who are still in the dark about what assistance is available to them. They haven't been able to open their premises. They have had to let the staff go at this stage. And then, of course, after that, we're going to talk to some of the strawberry farmers who at this time of year ought to be out preparing the plants for the spring growth. And one farmer has 42,000 plants and he can't access the fields at all, and he is at his wit's end as to what help, if any, that he can get from the executive. So right across community and the business side, people are very angry, and we're also hearing about the failure of the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development in actually maintaining the waterways and dredging. Many of the people here have lived in these communities. I'm reared in a Lough Shore community. We've never seen flooding like this, but at the same time, the upkeep of the drainage system here has been neglected for many years now, and people are very upset about it all and quite up.
Yeah, I think the line sort of blipped there just at the end of that, Dolores. But just one final point. I see Mark on the text. He's from East Belfast. He says, why can the GAA not put their hand into their very deep pocket and help that Gaelic club in Armagh if they need new jerseys?
Well, they probably will do. And one thing about the GAA, it is a self-help and self-supporting volunteer spirit, and they likely will. I was just telling you what the impact and your listeners, the effect of the flooding has had on a local community club. And I must say, you know, I think it was a cheap shot.
Okay. I'm just asking you. You've answered it. Dolores, thanks for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's
thank you.
Dolores Kelly there. Out in the fields around Armagh, around Lurgan as we speak, and there's so much flooding in that district. Right, good morning. This is U105.